Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ready for the next couple?
Let's go to Texas.
All my exes live in Texas. And Kenya's probably got a lot of exes. And actually, all of her exes live with her and will continue to live with her. We're talking about Kenya, Carl, and Tiger.
You think Tiger's name is Tiger or is it a nickname?
I don't know, but well, I didn't like how he dressed up as Tiger Woods for Halloween.
That's my thing. I was like, is it his nickname because he dressed up as Tiger Woods?
So dumb. It's like if I only dressed up as Johns for Halloween. Well, I went for John Denver. I dressed up as John Madden, John Mayer. Why would
those are Johns with an H? True. You can't even dress up like that.
True, but you went as Tiger. Come on, man, think outside the box a little bit.
I can see him doing that. Like he's a little bitch. He's a little bitch.
Is Tiger Woods a bitch?
No, well, Tiger Woods is a slut. This Tiger is a little bitch because he's like, he wants to be the man, like the one and only. Poor Carl, just like.
So how does that make him a bitch? It makes him, again, wrong for this relationship.
Because he's her bitch.
Okay, I'll give you that. Here's what hit me watching this couple. And just very quickly, Carl and Kenya, they're the OG couple. They've been married for 26 years.
Yes.
They probably just have like a business relationship at this point because they run several online businesses. I'd be very curious to know what those are. I'm going to do some research. They've written several books. Would be very curious to know. So this is like the Nick Davis couple because Nick's just a thinker. Remember? I just need time to think. That's why I have women work, cook, clean, just so I can read and think.
Well, they have a nice apartment. It looks like high-rise building.
Very nice. And then Tiger's an investor, has been Kenya's husband, quote-unquote husband, for 10 years. But here's what hit me watching this dynamic. Men, and please don't call in. When I think of men, they're competitive. Men are competitive with each other, right?
So are women.
Women are competitive as well. Men, I feel like in this circumstance, and maybe just Carl and Tiger when I look at them, they think, let the best man win. And they aren't necessarily signing up for brother husbandry as much as they're signing up to win Kenya.
I don't think so. I have a very different opinion. I think that Kenya and Carl, they were married for 16 years. They have 3 grown kids, right?
Yes.
They have businesses. They've done the whole thing. And she said she loves dating. She loves all that. And he, because he seems like someone who is like the thinker, the one who wants to give her the freedom, the best opportunities, learn about, oh shit, she wants more freedom. She deserves more freedom. Mm-hmm. I, however, like being alone. I like just stepping back, having my own space, my own room. If there is someone else who can entertain her for once, for a change and do all that shit, I'm all for it. Carl is like, yeah, I have my own room. Like, we have sex if we feel like it. Like, we both need to feel like it.
Carl's a teenager. Carl spends his days alone in his bedroom on his cell phone. Carl's a teenager.
Probably, but also Carl is like, I think they have this partnership, maybe more so of a friendship. They have businesses. And then Tiger came in. And when Tiger came in, he was 30. So he was a young candy for Kenya to bang. Now, oh, he hit the big 4-0, so it's time for a new one.
But don't you think when Tiger came in, he thought, oh, we're going to get rid of Carl in no time? You think Tiger actually came in thinking, yeah, I'm going to do this brother-husband's thing? I think he came in thinking, yeah, we'll see if he lasts. I'm going to win.
Well, if he came into the relationship and Carl was aware and around, then he would be dumb thinking that Carl was just going to leave because they are married.
I know, but people get divorces and then remarried. I don't see.
I mean, I feel like if Tiger wasn't ever exposed to polygamy at all, then yeah, maybe that's what he thought.
Yeah.
But right now, it's been 10 years, but definitely he gets all the perks. He sleeps with Kenya. He does all the sexy time, although for Kenya, it's not that good anymore, baby. It's not that good. I mean, we are in a different stage. It's time for you to get your own bedroom.
You can always tell within 1.5 seconds who the original husband is on these shows or who the original wife is on these shows.
Can you?
They're always dead in the eyes.
Ooh.
They always have resting bitch face. So whenever you watch Kenya, it came up, there's Carl, there's Tiger, and you saw Carl's face and you saw, oh, that's the original husband.
I actually thought that Tiger was the OG.
Oh, no, look in the eyes. Look
because
in the
she sits and she's touching both of them like the same way. So look, I can't tell.
Look deep into the dead eyes and you're going to go, oh, he's been played. He is checked out. He has been
Carl?
Kicked to the
Oh,
curb.
I think Carl enjoys it.
No.
We'll see more.
No.
Oh, I think he is.
No. So, okay. She has two husbands now. No plans to slow down, though.
No, because she loves dating. And here's something she said that I was like, I don't agree with. She said she loves being in love. So you're saying that now you're not in
exactly.
love anymore and you want to. I don't think it's love because if you're excited about like dating and meeting someone and getting all the butterflies from dating, there's not love. There's just excitement, right?
100%.
That turns into love. And I loved when that was happening between us, but I love what we have now. That's an actual love. Kenya likes that entertainment.
Right.
She likes the excitement of new person, maybe a little butterflies, but that's not love.
Yeah, she's confusing lust with love. Yeah, she's confusing that first date excitement.
Mm-hmm.
She might love that first date excitement, but she doesn't love the person that she's going on that first date with. She's confusing that. And at what point, as one of these husbands, do you just say, you know what? I'm out of here. Because she comes out and literally says, I don't think we're in love anymore. I think we're transitioning out of that. We're transitioning into the next phase of our relationship. It's not the love phase. Who in their right mind sticks around after that?
I don't know.
What are you getting out of it, sir? She's going to go. She's going to have whatever monetary benefit there is. She's going to have you there to hang up her artwork. She can bang you when she wants, but she's also going to be banging the new apple of her eye. What benefit do you get by staying in this, especially you, Tiger, who's not even married to her legally?
That's the whole point of a brother husband. What are you talking about?
The show is called
Seeking Brother Husband. Like, you're on the show. You are in this polygamous relationship.
But she's not doing it right. Nick Davis would say, oh, I love all of you equally. I want a family. I want a family bed. The bigger the bed, the better. We can all be in it. We can all build pillow forts and tell ghost stories with flashlights. He's all in it. The more the merrier.
You don't also understand what this whole thing means, right?
Building something from a castle? Pillow fort. I'm saying they're having fun. They're all in it together. They're not secluding other people to other bedrooms. Here, Kenya's like, nope. Well, I used you up. I'm done with you. Use you and lose you. Kick you to the other bedroom. I bet you they don't even get their own bedroom. They just start building bunk beds. And pretty soon there's going to be the sex room with Kenya and her current guy. And then just a dorm room of bunk beds that all of her old flings are going to sleep in.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Tiger moved in with Carl.
That's what I'm saying.
Although Carl likes his own space.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You look at Nick Davis, he's doing it right. He's giving equal attention to all these women. He loves them all. They love each other. This is not happening here. She's saying, yeah, I used to love you. Now, exit stage right. Tiger is not having it. And Tiger says, I think we should pump the brakes because I don't like what's happening. Because again, he's not into brother husbandry. He was into the idea of I'm going to come in. I'm going to win over Kenya and Carl's going to leave. Carl never left. Carl just went to his room.
Yeah, that's probably true. Well, but that's not what Kenya is about. And she's the boss. She has a dog named Moonstone, by the way, which says a lot about her.
It says a lot.
She definitely has a couple of crystals. But she's like, no, I'm going to keep dating. It's time for you to get your own bedroom. You're too big to sleep with mommy. I'm going to get a new guy. And we probably should look for a 3-bedroom apartment.
Yeah. And Tiger is stomping his feet and whining and saying, that's not what I want. What I want is to get married. I want to have a wedding. And Kenny's like, no, we're not going to have a wedding. Your parents don't even respect me. She thinks your mom thinks you're having a fling with a married woman.
Well, I understand. So she says weddings are for family and friends. If your family doesn't accept this, it's like, why would you want to do it? And she cannot legally marry him because she's married to Carl. So it's not even like, Right. Let's not do that. Let's just do the two of us and go to the courthouse. Yeah.
That's like, a good point.
No, like there is no point, but he's just trying to, because Carl can say, hey, I'm your legal husband. We have businesses together. Like there is connection. Like she's just not going to recycle Carl. But she may recycle Tiger.
But so I get where he's coming from, because he's saying, well, before you bring in another man and kick me out of the bedroom, at least give me something.
Yeah, for sure.
Show me some sign of commitment that I should stick around, that you still have some feelings. I know you don't love me anymore. You said it. You made it clear. But give me some sign that there is a relationship worth sticking around for.
Yeah.
If it's not a wedding, I don't know. Let's start a business.
Something. Or put a tattoo of his face on her body. No, I don't know.
That'd be fun too. So let's see. They're interesting. They're doing it. They're doing it better than anyone else that we've met so far. But they're not doing it as well as Nick Davis.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.